Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want you to go ahead, amen, hallelujah, and turn your ears on and listen to a word from the Lord on today. Amen. Go ahead while you're waiting, amen, to text a friend and let them know that it's going down. This is a word and an awesome word from the Lord, and they don't want to miss it. Glory to God. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with my announcement. I want you to make sure that you tune in every Saturday. We have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And the show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. My God, my God. She always talking about obeying leadership. Amen. That's a word. Because, you know, now so many days, people don't want to obey leadership. Everybody wants to lead, amen, and some don't have the credentials to lead. First of all, amen, you got to have the heart for God's people in order to lead them, glory to God, and some just don't have it. Come on, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. But you can tune in and listen to Elder every Saturday, the word of the Lord. It's just awesome, awesome, and awesome. And if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. It's a strong, powerful word. The prayer was just awesome. So I encourage you to go back and listen to it, because guess what? This word on yesterday that was spoken, it was a life-changing word. If you listen closely, the words that come forth, it can change your life. And glory to God. So if you move on down just a little bit further, I am Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and this show, we'll call the Hour of Power. Amen. I'm the first hour power, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to go ahead, amen, and get your ears ready, because we're going to hear a word on today. And the next hour power, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. It's going to be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, and the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. And I want you to make sure after you take that 30-minute break, listen at Ministry Lane, and then you can, amen, just go ahead and marinate in the word, just continue to marinate. You know, God moves in many different ways, and he used no one the same. So just get ready. Glory to God. Then I want to encourage you to tune in on Tuesday night. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse of Wild Radio. It comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, someone to help you to get what you need, well, you need to hook up with them, glory to God. You can go on Facebook and inbox them. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook, and you can inbox her, or Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. Inbox her. You can even inbox Elder. You can inbox me. You can inbox Ministry Lane. Any of us. We're all connected, and we'll get you to where you need to go. If you say, well, we're not friends, we can't get in or whatever, don't worry about all that. Just go ahead and hit us up on Facebook. And we guarantee to get you where you need to go. But you know what? If whatever you need, glory to God, those two can give it to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can inbox them and tell them what the need may be, and they will help you to get to that next level. I encourage you to hook up with the hook up. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people just hook up to stuff, you know, and there's no electricity. In other words, let me put it like this. There's no anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just hook up. But I want you to hook up with the hook up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get in it, whatever your need may be. Glory to God. You need somebody to pray with you. You need somebody to help you to get a breakthrough. Glory to God. You need to hook up with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I want to encourage you to partner. and in partnering, you will receive many, many perks. We have many things going on all week long, all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts over again. Understand, ministry, amen, it's with you in mind. So keep it in mind, glory to God, that it's ministry all week long. And what an awesome ministry it is, glory to God. And so I want to encourage you to go on and sow your seeds of $25 or more, amen, to receive it and be a partner where you will be prayed for. You will be placed. Oh, glory to God. Come on now. I don't want you to get it out, but it's coming. Wants you to be prayed for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you'll be placed on that list where you will be prayed for. Yes, God will sometimes drop your name in our spirit. Yes, he will. And yes, yes, yes. But there's nothing like, amen, you know, we'll say, well, okay, I need to pray for this one this day, that day, that every day. Hallelujah. Because I want somebody who can pray and get a breakthrough. Don't you? So I encourage you to go ahead and hook up. Hallelujah. With the hookup, not just to be hooking up where there's no anointing, no electricity going through, no fire, none whatsoever. Because as you know, on yesterday, Elder had the fire burning. I thought we was going to have to give her another hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But she kept it burning. Hallelujah. So go ahead and hook up. Amen. And get everything that you need. With all that in mind, hallelujah, I'm going to go ahead and open up my prayer line. If you need prayer, I want you to press the 1 and I will bring you in. I just want you to tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. This is a live show, so I ask that, you know, you don't pull out everything, glory to God, but if you need help later, I will take your number and I will ask you, can I call you later? Amen, glory to God. But you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the 1, so we're going to go on down this road. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for such a glorious day that you have made, Lord. And we're rejoicing and glad that we're in it. Father God, I thank you for everyone that's on this line on today, Lord. I ask you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, to bless them, Lord God, in a mighty way, oh Lord. Whatever the need may be, oh God, whether it's finances, oh God, whether it's the healing that they need, Lord, whether it's unforgiveness, Lord God, and they need to forgive, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible with you. We serve a possible God in the name of Jesus. Not impossible, but a possible God, because you make all things possible, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you the glory, oh Lord. Father God, we lift your name up on high. We ask you, God, to go in the homes, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And anything that you find that's wrong, we know, Lord God, that you'll prick their heart and tell them it's time to make it right, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, to do a work in those, Lord God, are seeking, those, Lord God, who are knocking on your door, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you'll give them everything that they ask for, Lord God, all in your time and not in our time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are a cure of all diseases, oh Lord God, because nothing is too hard. You are a miracle working God. You're all that we need you to be. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you can cure headache. You can cure cancer. There's nothing that's too hard for you. In the name of Jesus, you can dry up sinuses. You can dry up psoriasis. You can dry up, Lord God, anything that's not like you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, you can dry up, oh my God, any heartache, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I know, Lord God, you can make everything all right. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because we know you are a healer. You are a miracle-working God. And, Lord, we trust in you. Whenever we're afraid, Lord God, you said, put our trust in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, of this nation. salvation, oh Lord. We pray that they turn around, Lord God, and come back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray for every backslider that's went astray right now in the name of Jesus, that you turn them around and let them come back to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, that time is winding up in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that I see them turning around right now. They're coming back to you, Lord. Lord, every hindering spirit, I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. They're stopping them from turning around, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, God. Lord, I know that you're drying up, oh my God, every alcoholic in the name of Jesus, those that have run astray, Lord God, whether it's for one reason or another, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know that you're all and everywhere that we need you to be, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, all glory goes to you, Lord God, because we give you glory, we give you the honor, we give you praise on high. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, to just let your Holy Ghost power, Lord God. Oh my God, dwell in those, God. Oh my God, those who have been seeking, those who have been knocking on your door, Lord God, those that have been confused. I see you being confused, Lord. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give them understanding. Send someone, Lord God, across their path to let them know, Lord God, and give them understanding of those things, Lord, that they don't understand, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I give you the glory, I give you honor, and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen, glory to God. There are someone that who's been having, amen, glory to God, you've been having some, amen, some dreams, and you've been seeing some things, and you don't really understand it. Well, I'm going to tell you like he's saying it, okay? What we need to do, first of all, glory to God, you need to get up under somebody who can help you with all that and help you and show you how to pray it through. We're real, we're live, amen, glory to God. And I'm saying everybody can't do that. There are just some, amen, that went. There are just some, amen, glory to God, just decided, you know, I'll be. Ha-ha. How about that? But there are some that God has chosen for such a time to help you. So don't be afraid. Don't fear. Go and get help. Get what you need to go on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, the older people, I used to hear them say all the time, I hear that again, time is winding up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, back in the day, hallelujah, we didn't quite understand that. Glory to God. But they were saying that Jesus is to return soon. Glory to God. It's just that they put it in their own way. You know, if you sit down and you listen at some of the things that they say, hallelujah, glory to God, it makes sense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They were biblically speaking, but they just broke it down in a way they could understand it. That's how they were taught. So they were teaching you how they were taught. But actually, all that they said, amen, you'll find some of that in the Bible if you pay attention to it. Glory to God. And if you read it, you'll understand it better by and by. Let's get in the Word of God here. I want you to go ahead and turn with me to Genesis chapter 37. And I'm going to title this message, The Dreamer. Are you a dreamer? You know, so many people have dreams and visions and different things, and you don't really understand it. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Before I get ready to preach this message, hallelujah, let me just go ahead and say it. Listen, if you're on this line and you've been having dreams and you've been having visions and you know what, you don't understand them, you need to press the one and let me bring you in to pray with you. You don't have to give me your name. And so what if people recognize your name? Glory to God. You're trying to get something from God. It don't even matter what they say. Hallelujah. Because if you continue to go by what they say, then you will never do what he say. Oh, good God Almighty. Touch him, Lord. Hey, glory to God. So if you're on this line now, before I get into my message, because that right there, hey, amen, glory to God. He's dropping that in my spirit really heavy. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I know you're on this line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I encourage you, press the one and come in. If not, then we're going to move on. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Well, no one is pressed to one, so guess what? I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 37 and verse 1. I'm going to start at verse 1. The title of this message is The Dreamer. Glory to God. And we were talking about dreams and having dreams. And let's see what happens here. And Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the son of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now, you see right here, glory, can you imagine Joseph was out there helping and, you know, they were all supposed to have been doing and working in the field out there feeding the flocks and working and doing what they were supposed to do. And, you know, think about it now. If he brought unto his father an evil report, then that means they weren't doing what they were supposed to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, they were just out there just probably dilly-dallying around while he do everything there is to do, okay? Father, I'm coming back to tell you. They wasn't working, you know. They probably was calling him a telltale because you're going back telling everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read on number 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. You see right here, amen, when it was saying he was a son, amen, of an old age, that means he had got old, and one of his wives didn't have children, and he did not know, amen, glory to God, that he could really, you know, come on, because she could have any more children. So, you know, he favored him a little. Glory to God, he did. And he made him a coat of many colors, you know. Amen. In other words, he was saying, I know you are the last pea in the dish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've heard that before. Hallelujah. You're the last pea in the dish. So he favored him a little bit more. Glory to God. And he made him a beautiful coat of many, many colors. Hallelujah. Let's see how you think his brothers, you know, took this. Glory to God. And when his brethren saw that his father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peacefully unto him. You see right here, when they saw how much he loved him, glory to God, don't you know he loved all his children? You know, you're not supposed to have a favorite, you know, of your children. You're supposed to love them all. It don't matter. I know you got some that can make you just want to, you know, amen, hallelujah. I can tell you, hallelujah, but I just leave it like that. But, you know, you got some, amen, that you love like that. It's okay, but, you know, you love all of them equally, hallelujah. And he did love all his children. It's just that when he came along, he never thought that he could have another child at that old age. And that's what made him the favorite like that, you know, but he loved all his children. I'm sure he did. Glory to God. Let's move on. And his brothers did not speak peacefully to him. In other words, when they seen him, there's no telling what kind of names they would call him. And if he asked them something, can you imagine them talking ugly to him? Glory to God. But that's, you know, it does happen. Hallelujah. You know, nowadays, even so much as we're in the world here, people don't care how they talk to you. They don't care what they say. They don't care who they lie on. They don't care. They don't care. And they don't care. But you know what? You have to be careful about that. Make sure that you're staying, amen, where you need to be. Hallelujah. And don't stoop to their level. That's the thing about it. When you stay above that, then you'll be okay. Hallelujah. Even with your own family, glory to God, just make sure that you're doing all you know how to do. No, you don't have to be a doormat for them. No, you don't have to be none of that. Glory to God. But just make sure that you're staying where you need to be. No matter what they do, then you make sure, say, Lord, you got to help me now. You know, it's okay. You can call on him 24/7. He'll be right there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So that means he ain't going to leave you no matter what. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they hated him, and they spoke very ugly to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on to 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Oh, my. Don't you know, amen, I mean, yeah, hallelujah. I already know that y'all don't like me. Glory to God. Now, you think I'm going to come along and tell you my dream? Be careful, amen, about that. You know, you can sometimes tell people your dreams, and guess what? That's going to, well, I don't believe she dreamed it. I just think she just made it up. And they're going to tell somebody else, and they're going to tell somebody else, and somebody else, and before you know it, it's just a big mess. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to turn it around now. It ain't gonna, they ain't going to tell it like you told it to them. It's going to be turned all around and upside down. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's just the way it rolls. Hallelujah. Let me see you roll. That's just the way it rolls. Glory to God. Let's move it on. Glory to God. And he said unto them, here I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood around about and made obsessing in my sheaf. You know what he's talking about? He's, you know, yours bowed down to mine. Now, don't you know them brothers did not want to hear that? They did not want to hear that. They already despised him, already talking ugly to him, you know, saying mean things to him, all because he went and told his dad, you know, that they were out there, but they ain't doing nothing. They ain't working. They just there. I had to do all the work. They out there playing around, Daddy. They ain't doing nothing. Glory to God. He had already went and told on them. So don't you know that him telling them that dream, that made it even worse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit on 8. And his brethren said to him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. See, they hated him even the more. He was already he was already his dad's favorite, okay? They say he was his favorite. He loved all his children, but they say he was his favorite. But, you know, he had purpose. That's what it was. It was purpose. Joseph had a purpose. Glory to God. But see, they didn't understand that at that time. Yeah. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit further. And he dreamed yet another dream and told it his brethren and said, behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obsession to me. Let's read 10. And he told it to his father and his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I and thy mother and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth? Let's read 11. And his brethren envied him, but his father observed the saying. See, he thought about it. He said, wait a minute, hold up. You know, it's something to this. His daddy didn't turn his back. He rebuked him, but you could imagine if he hadn't, hallelujah, glory to God, what you think those other brothers would have did? But see, Joseph had, like I said, he had purpose. In these dreams, he had purpose. He didn't quite understand where it was going yet, you know, but he was telling them out of the goodness of his heart, thinking, okay, these are my brothers, and, you know, it's going to be all right, glory to God. Maybe they won't get mad, but you know what I told them? If I told them the first one, I don't think I would have came back and told them the second one. It had purpose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And his brethren went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flocks in Shechem? Come, and I will send thee unto them. And he said to him, here I am. He said, okay, I'll go. But you know what? He didn't know what he was about to walk into. They already hated him, first of all. Glory to God, because all he done went, you done told daddy on us over here that we ain't doing nothing, you know. We ain't scrubbing the walls. We ain't washing up, you know. Hey, man, we ain't feeding the cow. I'm doing it all. Then you done went and already told on us. But when he started having those dreams, I believe he got a little prideful in that because, okay, now listen, I had these dreams, so I'm doing something you can't do. And just like people, hey, man, we call church family, our family also, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, I dream a dream. I bet you can't dream this dream. I bet you can't think like God showed me. You can't see none of this God showed me, glory to God, hallelujah. That's just like some people. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And if you tell them sometimes, you say, okay, well, listen, I had this dream, and this is what happened in this dream. Well, guess what, honey? I dreamed that dream too. Hallelujah. And then you know what happens? They get prideful just because they have had a dream, and glory to God. And so you know what? Mm-mm. I don't have to be a prophet. I don't have to do what she do. I don't have to spend all that time with God. God shows me too. And I've heard it over and over again. Sometimes I say, Lord, help me, Lord. They say, well, you know what? I don't have to spend time with the Lord. I don't have to do all that. I don't have to do none of that. And God shows me dreams. Yes, but understand, the devil shows you stuff too. Hallelujah. You just got to know the difference. And I'm encouraging you to come on, join, so you will know the difference. Sure, you listen on radio. That's good. You listen to the shows. Yes. But you need to be up on the ministry where you can get some full pledge, hallelujah, glory to God, counseling, where you can get some full, hallelujah, investigation, hallelujah, and some full teaching on what you need to do and how you need to go about doing it, glory to God. You know, because pride comes before fall, glory to God. Let's move on. And he said to him, go, I pray thee, see whether it be well with thy brethren and well with thy flock, and bring me word again. So he sent him out of the vale of Hebron, and he came to Shechem. So in other words, he sent him out. He said, go out, you know, and see what they're doing, because he already telling on them. So you know, if he sent him out, amen, to see what they're doing, what are he going to do? Come back and tell them what he's doing. Tell them if they're doing right or if they're doing wrong. So that's why he sent him out. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field, and the man asked him, saying, what seekest thou? And he said, I seek my brother. Tell me, I pray thee, where they feed their flock. And the man said, they are departed hence. For I heard them say, let us go to Dothan. And Joseph went after his brethren and found them in Dothan. See, he went where they were going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Amen. We're going to read it in a minute. What you think? How you think their faces were turned up, glory to God, when they saw him coming? You know, like I said, he had purpose. Everything that he was going through, he may not have understood it. You know, everything that you go through, hallelujah, you may not understand it right then. But guess what? There is purpose. What we have to do is learn to write everything down, hallelujah, and keep up with it. You go back and read it. From time to time, I'll take out all my notebooks, and I have notes and notes and notes. I'll take some of them out, not all of them, because I got notes and notes and notes. Glory to God. I got notes stemming back so far, and glory to God. Take some of them out and read it. So you know what, Lord? When this happened, and that happened. Now I can see what you were doing and what was getting ready to transpire in my life and where you were taking me to. But I didn't have to go through that. I had to go through all that because sometimes, you know, you'll say that. But, yes, it doesn't make you bitter, but it makes you better. So in all the trials and trouble and tribulation that you go through, you say, okay, I know. I don't need to do that no more because this happened. Glory to God. So everything is a learning process. Just like when you get ready to teach children, you just teach them what? You start off what? The first letter of the alphabet, which is, I heard some school teachers say it. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So that's where he starts you at. Hallelujah. He takes you from there, amen, and then moves you up slowly. Because he don't want to give you too much to chew on. But there ought to be some times when you stop drinking the milk and go ahead and eat some meat. Hallelujah. And that way you'll know, amen, what's going on. You'll know what you need to do, what you need to improve on. Hallelujah. My God. Let's go on. Hallelujah. And when they saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired against him to slay him. In other words, before he even got close to him, they wanted to kill him. Can you imagine that? That was their brother. But you know what it was? They were just upset. But they didn't, because of what he did when he went and told his dad, you know, that they were out there. They weren't working. They weren't doing nothing. They out there under the, let's just say they're under the tree, under the shade tree, but got going down by the brook, getting them a drink of water there. They ain't doing nothing. Let me tell you, I had to do it all. I had to help the flock. I had to do it all. They didn't do nothing. They was out there making me do it all. I did it all, Dad. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. And they said one to another, behold, this dreamer cometh. You see? Hallelujah. When he had told them that, okay, here it comes. So they wasn't saying it as if they were glad that he was having dreams. Nah, they were saying it because they were upset because of what he told them the dreams were about, and how they were going to have to bow down to him. That's what they was upset about. So then they said, okay, here come this dreamer. Okay, let's get rid of him now, okay? Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will come of his dream. So you see, he went from there, amen, and went, and they wanted to throw him in the pit when he got there. Because after everything had done happened, you done went and told daddy, then you done told all these dreams that, you know, we gonna bow down to you. Come on now, you know, they was real upset round about then, glory to God. So you got to be careful who you tell your dreams to. Sometimes people will just try to stop it. Remember, there's a principality of darkness, and there's also, amen, in the airways when you release that word saying what God's going to do for you in the dream he showed you and things that he showed you, glory to God. There is a principality, amen, that stops it when you pray it, glory to God, that gets in the way of what he wants to do for you. So be careful, hallelujah. You know, write your dreams down and pray over those dreams consistently, hallelujah, and watch what God does. Because sometimes you don't know what they mean. Just pray and ask the Lord, and he'll show you because he's the dream maker. Hallelujah. He gives you dreams. So it's okay. But be careful how you go and share. Well, you know what? Let me share this with you. I had this dream, and this happened, and, you know, God told me he's going to give me some land. He's going to give me some cars. He's going to give me some houses. He's going to give me some everything I can think of. He said he'd give it to me, and he showed me in a dream, I'm going to go here and preach. I'm going to go over there. I'm going to get this minute saved, and I'm going to do this. And I'm be careful about telling your dreams, because everybody ain't happy for you when God said he's going to do something for you. Believe me, hallelujah. Sometimes people will pray against what God is about to do, so just be careful. If you got leaders, then guess what? And they anointed, and they ain't got a jealous bone in their body. They will help you, glory to God, and they'll be glad for you. But be careful, hallelujah. When you go to get a car or anything, glory to God, you better make sure you call on some people that gonna pray for you. Don't call on none, amen. And you know, amen, they ain't gonna pray for you, glory to God. And you know, so many times what I see. Sometimes people even share their dreams with unbelievers. You know, if they're not believers, then they can't help you no way. They can't help you to pray it through. So why tell them? Because, you know, they don't believe. They don't believe. So guess what? They can hold up what he's about to do. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. Now, Reuben said, don't kill it. Hallelujah. Let's see what's going to happen on 22. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit, that it is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hand to deliver him to his father again. See, Reuben was trying to save Joseph. Reuben said, no, don't shed your innocent brother's blood. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And so Reuben, you know, he was a good guy here. He didn't want them to shed his brother's blood. It ain't good to shed your own brother's blood. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he was going to come back, and he was going to get him and take him to his dad so he'll be safe. But it didn't work out like that. Let's see what happened. And it came to pass, when Joseph was coming to his brethren, that they stripped Joseph off his coat, a many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. In other words, he just put him in there. Wasn't nothing in there. Glory to God. Can you imagine what he was thinking? Now, these are my brothers, but why are they putting me in this pit? You know, I've done nothing. But understand, he was in the pit, but can you imagine him praying to the Lord? You know, God has to give us a pit experience. You know, yes, he was put in the pit, because of everything. Hold up, wait a minute. Okay, hallelujah. Let's get it together. Hallelujah. He was put into the pit by his brothers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because they didn't like what he did. But when he was in the pit, can you imagine him praying? Sometimes we have to have a pit experience. Because if God didn't give us a pit experience, when would you pray? When would you seek him? When would you read the word of God? No time. Hallelujah. If everything was hunky-dory and you were living on top of the world every day, you had all you wanted, then you would never pray and seek the Lord thy God. Because, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I spent 5 minutes. That's about it. That's it. That's what you get. Well, you know, I spent 10 minutes. Five, I read the word. Hallelujah. And then the other five, I prayed 5 minutes. So that's it for the day. But whenever he give you a, put you in a pit and give you that valley experience, you're going to shut down everything, the telephone. You're going to shut off the TV. You're going to not call anybody. You're going to get in the house and you're going to lay before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand. Now, Jesus, I need your help. I'm here in need of a blessing. I need you to help me, Lord. Help me, help me. Glory to God. Then that's when you're going to cry out. So if you never had a pit experience, glory to God, then guess what? You won't never pray. If you don't have troubles and trials and tribulations, you ain't going to never pray. But see, Joseph, he had a purpose on his life when he put him in that pit. Then he started to pray. Can you imagine? In my mind, I see him and I'm saying, Lord, I don't know why my family put me in this pit. But Lord, I call on you. Can you imagine him saying, well, I've done nothing to them, but they were mean to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They called me names. And all I did, hallelujah, was tell my father what was going on, and they didn't like it because my daddy favored me. Glory to God. Lord, I need your help. They throw me in this pit without even so much as a drink of water. I need you to help me down here. Whenever things start to go on wrong, you will cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. Lord God, my knee hurt, Lord God. I need you to heal me. My family ain't acting right. My sister them ain't acting right. My brothers is cutting up. Good God Almighty. Lord, I need you to heal this old body because it's aching and wrecking with pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you down here. But that's whenever, hallelujah, you have a pit experience. Glory to God. Then you'll begin to pray right. Hallelujah. You won't spend no 5 minutes. You won't spend the 5 minutes praying and 5 minutes reading the word. You will spend a whole day and a night to get your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Everybody needs gonna have a pit experience every now and then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if everything going right with you all the time, you ain't gonna shut down. You're gonna keep on going. Well, you know, everything and all is well. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I am excellent. All is well. I got all the money I need. Hallelujah. God done gave me this man over here. He done gave me old sister girl, and she right. She got a good job. Hallelujah. He got a good job. He's a good man. He's a good daddy. Glory to God. And you'll go on and on. Hallelujah. My God. And you probably pray, amen, them 5 minutes over there and them 5 minutes in the word. Glory to God. But you have to have a pit experience. When you get a pit experience, glory to God. Hey, you're going to break some sweat. You're going to slob, glory to God. You're going to cry out, hallelujah, to the Lord thy God to help you. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry it down to Egypt. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brethren and conceal his blood? Come, and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brethren were content. You know, they were satisfied after that. He said, well, let's just go ahead, amen, and let's sell him to him, hallelujah. But we don't want to kill him. We don't want to do anything to him. Hallelujah. Let's not do that. This is our brother. Let's not shed our brother's blood. Hallelujah. And they were content with what he was saying, so they did that. Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. And Reuben returned unto the pit, and behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he rent his clothes. Oh, my God, can you tell the sorrow that he had when he found out that he was not in that pit? Hallelujah, glory to God. Because he was going to return him back to his father. My God, my God. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. He arrived and they weren't there, so he tore his clothes because he was so sad because he was afraid. Hallelujah, that they had killed him. Hallelujah. Because they were still mad about what he was saying. Hallelujah. They didn't get over that. Glory to God. And he returned unto his brethren and said, the child is not, and I, whither shall I go? And they took Joseph's coat and killed the kid of the goat and dipped the coat in the blood. Don't you know, amen, can you tell, these brothers right here, they wasn't too much of anything, because guess what, hallelujah, they wouldn't have did that to their own brothers. Glory to God. Yeah, they may have been a little upset about what he did. That's why I said be careful who you tell your dreams to. Hallelujah. You tell your dreams sometimes to anybody, but guess what? They're not going to be for you. You need to just hold them. Amen. Fold them. Put them in an envelope. Put them up. Glory to God. And take them out every now and then. Spread them out. You know what? I had this dream. I had this dream and I had this dream. Hallelujah. Well, your dreamers, be careful. Glory to God. About telling others about your dream. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then what he's saying is, even those on the inside of the church, glory to God, because everybody, amen, they in there, but guess what? He ain't in them. They just in there. They're in the church, but they ain't in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So just be careful about that. Even some of those you think you can trust, you can't trust them. Hallelujah. You say, well, you know what? We go way back. There's just you start telling them dreams and telling them what God doing in your life and see how far back y'all will go. Glory to God. I've been there and done it. Hallelujah. Well, I just don't believe that's what they're going to start to say. I said, oh, hold up. Wait a minute. I know what I need to do here. I won't tell you nothing else. Amen. And that's the way you leave it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God. And they took Joseph's coat. Okay, we read that one, 31. Let's go 32. And they set the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father and said, this have we found. Know now whether it be thy son's coat or not. And see, they was asking him, you know, is that your son's coat? Do you recognize this coat? Because they had not dipped it in the goat's blood, pretending that it was his blood. But, you know, I would have thought, you know, amen, glory to God. He might have didn't know the difference, glory to God. So they did that to take it to his father to see, now, is this your son's coat? And he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast hath devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. Oh, my goodness. He was saying that he done got tore up. Hallelujah. Some animal done came and just ate him up and ripped him to pieces. And this is his coat. And Jacob rent his clothes and put sackcloth upon his loins and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, for I will go down into the grave until my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. And the Midianites sold him unto Egypt and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard. Now, you see, they sold him, sold their own brother. Glory to God. You know, people will sell you out, too. That's what I'm saying. They'll sell you out to the devil. So be careful about telling them your dreams. Hallelujah. You know, there are many people that have many dreams. Hallelujah. And they don't understand them sometimes. But, you know, go to the dream maker, and he'll help you. Hey, man, you ask him, and he don't tell you one time, ask him again. If he don't tell you, keep asking. Hallelujah. So sometimes you don't want to know. If you just ask him one time, he won't say anything. Hallelujah. The reason for that is, how bad do you want to know? Because sometimes people don't really want to know. Because they'll ask one time, well, you know what? I asked God. He didn't say nothing. But I'm going to ask him again until he tells me, I'm not going to tell you yet. And if he tells me that, then I'm done with it. I'm going to wait. I said, okay, well, I'll write it down all in your timing and let it go. Glory to God. But some dreams aren't made to be told right away. Hallelujah, because you can sometimes mess up things. You know, some things are to say and some things are to pray. That's why I encourage y'all to come on over here, amen, so you can get what you need. I don't know why, hallelujah, people fear, glory to God, to get up under a ministry that don't mind praying, don't mind helping you, don't mind doing whatever you need to be done. I don't know why you fear that, because you want to be up under someone who has an anointing. You don't want to just be anywhere getting anything, because everything ain't good for you, glory to God. Just because you say it's good to you, it ain't good for you, glory to God. So I encourage you to get up under someone who can help you to go further in life, to help you to get what God's calling you to be. And I know he said everybody can be saved, but everybody won't, because they don't want to be. Some think when they come over here on this side, this is just a side note, hallelujah, amen, like I said, we be led, glory to God. Some think just because they come over here that they have to be dull, boring, and whatever. Glory to God. No, you can have good, clean fun. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I love good, clean fun. Glory to God. And I love to laugh. Because he said laughter is like a medicine. Glory to God. And it does. And it helps you to laugh. You won't be so stressed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't always think everybody is after you. Glory to God. It will help you. I guarantee you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So making a life change, hallelujah, is good for you, because Jesus is to return. And we don't know the day nor the hour, but you want to be ready when he comes. Everything that Joseph went through, it was leading up to something. Hallelujah. He might have understood it then, but he understood it better by and by. We may look at it next week, amen, to see, amen, what happened, amen, in the next chapter. If he allows, if God allows, if not, then we'll keep it moving. Glory to God. But, you know, at some point you're going to have, amen, a pit experience. But while you're in that pit experience, pray. And here's the thing, you know, I was listening, I believe it was Elder on yesterday, and she was saying, amen, before you get into all that trouble, you not got to stay prayed up, wrapped up and tied up before all this stuff comes. And then you'll be ready when it comes. It won't hit you so hard like a ton of bricks and knock you down. Hallelujah. You'll be already prayed up, wrapped up, tied up. Amen. And as my apostle said, you'll be connected to, stay connected to the vine. I know many, amen, many good words that went forth. Hallelujah. So that's where you'll be, and you won't have to worry about all that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Although he had a pit experience, glory to God. And you got to learn to pray in the pit. Glory to God. If you're always on top, you're never going to pray. But you know, when you hit that pit experience, oh my God, you don't care who see you. Not slinging you. You don't care who see you. Spit, you don't care. You just don't care. But stay wrapped up and tied up, and you won't have to worry about that. But when it comes, you'll be ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. If you're on this line, I'm going to open it up again. If you need prayer, you can press the one, and I will bring you in now. If not, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Amen. Some things. Amen. Glory to God. That's been laying on my heart to pray for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed it, so we're going to keep it moving. Hallelujah. We ain't going to wait. Hallelujah. You know, don't wait. You can't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow might be too late. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray right now, oh Lord God, that you touch the minds of the people of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and lead them in the right direction. Father God, we thank you, Lord, because you are healing right now in the name of Jesus. You're healing back pain. You're healing leg pain in the name of Jesus, oh God. You're healing those that have had strokes. Oh my God, he's healing you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever they're weak, oh God, we said make them strong, because nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them rest and peace that passes all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus. Their mind been toiling every different direction, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and we declare the peace of God shall rest on your mind, in the name of Jesus. You don't have to fear, because he's there with you, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Father God, for those those, Lord God, who've lost loved ones. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give them the peace, give them joy, bring their joy back in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you'll be everything that they need you to be. You'll be a father for the fatherless. You'll be a mother for the motherless, oh God. You'll be a husband to those who don't have one. Oh, my God. And Lord, you said, Lord God, that you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor received bad bread. Those, Lord God, don't have enough money, Lord God, to pay their light bills. Lord, we pray right now that you send the increase, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, as they release their seed. Lord God, let it come back in an instant, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Father God, right now for those that are fearing, Lord God, to join the ministry, oh God. I hear you saying it again in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you ain't giving us the spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. Give them a sound mind and give them peace and let them join it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them not care what people say, but let them join it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are calling them for such a time as this, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise because we know, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're everywhere that we need you to be, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we pray for that person right now. Your heart is fluttering, glory to God. You got to learn how to let that stress go. You know, stress will make your heart skip a beat, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about, you know, talking about you thinking in love and all. No, we ain't talking about all that. No, I'm saying stress, you know, hallelujah, glory to God. Stress will make your heart skip a beat. You got to learn, hallelujah, how to let it go. Even though it comes up to, oh, wait a minute. I said, Lord, I'm giving this to you. And it will return. I can't tell you it won't, but you got to continue. When you continue in his word and put him in remembrance of his word, that thing got to see. Hallelujah. I didn't say it might. It got to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stress will kill you. You got to learn how to let it go. Hallelujah. You can't every time you think about one person. Hallelujah. My God, your whole world just turns over. My God. Hallelujah. If they are doing that much damage to you, then I encourage you to stay up around them, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just stay them around them, glory to God. And every time it pops up in your mind, because let me help you out. Hallelujah. The devil knows that that person right there will get on your nerves. Then guess what? He's going to send them straight to you. Hallelujah. Every time. But what you got to do, you got to learn how to use your weapon, use the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, give me the peace, Lord God. Lord, help me to forgive and forget and move on in the name of Jesus. Keep my mind in perfect peace as I keep my mind stayed on thee. Oh, my Lord, use those words. Use the powerful words in the Bible that will help you through all that you go through. Hallelujah. Whenever you see the ugly devil sticking his head up, find your scripture and use it. Glory to God. If it don't flee from you then, he said resist the devil and he'll flee. But you have something to resist him with. You got to resist him with the word. You can't just say, well, devil, you need to go on because I don't need you today. You know, go take a rest. Go get you some drink some lemonade, and glory to God, and just go ahead and on the couch and lay down. No, you cast him out, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. But so many times you commune with him. Hallelujah. But you're supposed to commune with the Lord. You don't supposed to commune with the devil. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. We all will have a pit experience. And during that pit experience, what we need to do is pray. Hallelujah. If we're prayed up before, then when we get in that pit, we got some power to keep continued prayer. Glory to God. So stay built up, oh, your most holy faith. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Continue to read the word of God. So you'll have some staying power. So you won't melt whenever things start going wrong. And they will. Hallelujah. I was talking to a young lady on this morning. You know, if he can't come at you one way, If he can't get you, he'll go through your children. If he can't get your children, then he's going to start dilly-dallying around in your family. Glory to God. And that's why you got to stay prayed up. You can't spend a minute, hallelujah, letting that joker, glory to God, hallelujah, run over you, glory to God, and run through your family like that. Amen. Glory to God. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to encourage you again to listen to Ministry Lane. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You have a 30-minute window. You can go get you some ice cream. You can go and get you some, amen, glory to God, juice, whatever it may be. Hallelujah. And listen to Minister Elaine Jackson of Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. And I forgot to mention, she is also an author. Her book is still for sale, so you don't want to miss it. Glory to God. Go ahead. You can go on Facebook, amen, and get it. And if you don't know how to get it, amen, and you're, amen, are not a friend on Facebook, you can inbox me. You can inbox any of us, and we will tell you what you need to do to purchase her book. Amen. It don't stop here. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no jealousy over here. Let me help y'all out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are on live real radio, and this is real people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep it real. Hallelujah. And if you do, like I said, if you don't know how to get it, you can go ahead and inbox us. We'll tell you how to get it, how to get the book. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you to sow your seed. Don't forget. Hallelujah. If you hold your hand too tight, nothing going out. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing going to come in. But when you release your seed, then you're giving him, God, something to work with. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to come to Christ. You know, he is to return. So what you need to do is just learn to shut everything down. Spend time with the Lord. And those of you who have not given your life to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, I felt that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Huh? Lord, forgive me, Lord God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed born believer. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that if that was you. I just want to know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And with all that said, keep all the announcements in mind. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction and get out of here so you can get ready for the next voice you'll hear is Minister Elaine Jackson. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And I will see you back here on next week. Be blessed.